You guys are still having language about the zoo. You have been warned.
Hey, you put viewer discretion advice on Facebook, right? Oh, fuck.
Listen,
you know what that means? It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again. So fill your glass and plant your ass. Because this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime. Starring Crystal, Kelly, Drink Bitch Janelle, Tech Bitch Paul,
and
give me something to drink, babe.
Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment.
Or your drunkenness.
Whiskey, wine, and true crime. Coming at you live in 3, 2,
Navi! Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Ah, hello, everybody. It's been a rough fucking long week. Welcome to Friday's edition of the shit show.
I agree.
Yeah. But at least... Oh, doesn't she have headphones for that?
No, she's about to get off of it and go to bed,
though. Oh. But, Dad, it's Friday.
Notice how I said that. She turned it down.
Oh. I like that. Hey, whatever you guys do, don't give me $20.
No?
Oh, wait, that's a roommate logic. Shit, never mind. All right, give me $20 or your couch gets gassed.
Oh, jeez. I'll send that fucking cushion home.
Again.
Again?
Uh-huh.
You can get gassed either way.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Why do you guys have a little Hillary Clinton up there?
What?
Are you talking about the witch?
No, right there on that plastic thing. In front of that halo box. Isn't that a Hillary Clinton?
No.
No, that's called the little people. That's a word. But it is called little people.
It's a midget.
It's called little people.
It looks like Hillary Clinton.
Crystal, what is the song from Wizard of Oz?
I'm in your messenger.
Well, I'm in the middle of...
Lollipop kiss the lollipop.
Oh, God. Hello, everybody. What a hellacious, hectic, weekish day type deal. We hope you're all doing good.
He had a vasectomy.
Huh?
James. Sarah.
Oh!
No more kids for them. He had his... Ed
surgery
yesterday.
Oh, good. You've been, I mean, tip snipped and blipped.
Yeah.
So you had to send that to me in the middle of podcast.
Oh, yeah, he is your friend there.
This is true, and he does watch us sometimes.
Oh, John, I gotta...
So does that mean he's half the man he used to be? I mean, if you've met this guy, he's like as tall as... Huh?
I wouldn't say he's half. He's about a quarter.
A quarter? Yeah. But I mean, if you know, I think...
Which one did you give me?
Don't worry about it.
Which one did you give
just
me?
Shut up and drink.
Don't worry about it. Just drink it.
No, because if it tastes like... If it's too strong, I'm not going to drink it.
Just drink it. You'll be just fine. It's not tequila.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking. You'll be fine.
It's vodka. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no. Keep that shit far away from me.
Oh, it's a little strong.
Unless it's an orange juice.
No, it's not a screwdriver.
But anyway, no, James is a great guy. He's a friend of mine. I think you might have... No. He's about as tall as the Marine in there, maybe just a little bit shorter.
Oh, the Kraken.
And he's probably about 3 times bigger than the Marine in there.
Okay.
He rocks the dad bod at like 6'3".
Why is it always the dad bod? Everyone's trying to...
Because women can't have the dad bod.
I know. And sometimes, though, guys with dad bods have got bigger boobs than women.
And I believe Sarah is watching.
Hi, Sarah, if you're watching.
Hi.
Tell James we wish him a quick recovery. If you want to tell him that he's a quarter of a man joke, go ahead. I'll deal with it later.
tell him I'm sorry.
I've got the high ground, so I'm really not that concerned about it. And we'll have to get you guys over soon sometime to eat, provided your kids stay healthy. What?
She's super stressed out.
Oh, I bet she is. I bet you she is.
Grandma's a
little bit of a yeah, well, she's still got MJ.
And the biggest baby of them all.
Who's the biggest baby? I am.
I'm lost. I'm trying to...
You're my third child. There.
What's that? I'm going to grab a glass of water here eventually. So, anyway... Moving along with the shit show, we've had a couple weeks ago, we were discussing the fact that we went from 11,000 some odd downloads down to 9,000 and some odd downloads. We found out that apparently the page that we're on, the RSS company, what have you, went through and purged all of the fake accounts and the spot, the robobots and shit like that. So as of right now, last week, we're at 9,316. We are now at 9,369 downloads. / listeners. So we are going up. We got all excited because we almost hit 12,000 and then we dropped back down to 9. We thought we were doing something wrong, but apparently they went through and cleaned out all the robo accounts.
Man, that means I didn't have to propose when I did.
I know, right? But
wow, you're a bitch.
You really don't
want to
get laid
up now. Like, I'm not going to. She's on her woman leash.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with a little ketchup. It's spicy. Tastes like you're sucking on a penny, but...
Oh, dear.
Have you earned your Red Wings?
Nope. I came damn close the other week, though.
No, that was last month. Calm down.
Hey, a month, a week, it's all relevant.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I do not have anything out of Florida just because of the fact that they just got hit with two hurricanes and I don't really want to pick on them too much. Besides,
dude, even Mother Nature just said, fuck you.
Mother Nature said, you know what? I'm done with this state. It looks like a dick hanging off of the... Off the United States, I'm just going to try to scrub it clean a little bit. And she succeeded. But at the same time, all joking aside, our hearts do go out to everybody that was affected in those. And during the hurricanes. So, yeah, we wish everybody down there a speedy recovery. And
let me back out before you do something stupid like that again.
I'm going to kick you out.
Yeah.
Okay, kick me out. That's cool, too. Okay.
All right, so now that you're playing on the video game.
I'm not trying to.
No, I get it. God damn it, Max. You must be really itchy because I'm getting thrown around on the chair.
All right, now you guys can't.
I'd rather deal with a fang. He's just so pathetic looking.
He's so cuddly.
Matt or Fang?
Fang. And Max, you still got stank breath, dude.
Dude, get out of my wintergreen stash in my pocket.
So where are we going tonight, brain?
You don't even like those.
So I'm going first. I'm going to cover this first. Remember the Mendez brother case we talked about?
Yeah. Nope. Lyle and Julio.
Eric.
How the fuck? Okay. Their last names are Menendez, right?
Mendez, yes. You keep saying Menendez. It's Mendez.
Menendez.
Oh, my fuck. Yes.
All right. It's a Hispanic last name.
Yes.
The dude's name is Eric. The fuck?
And Lyle.
Yeah, I know. That is two of the whitest sounding names I have ever heard for a Hispanic last name.
Hold on. That's like Chadwick.
Maybe they're a mulatto and a
Mix. Actually, they're both Cubans.
They could be Blexican.
They're Cubans. Anyway.
Hey, those are good sandwiches.
They're also good cigars, apparently.
Yes, they are. Funny story about that. My buddy was...
Which buddy?
He's going to remain anonymous.
Boo Bear.
He was a seaman.
Can you charge this? When you're done.
But when we were in high school, he graduated a year before I did. And he's still, he's a seaman. But he went out and thought it'd be awesome to bring
our he's group. Getting it too now. No!
He thought it'd be cool to bring our group Cuban cigars.
No, you wait for Dad.
Now, Cuban cigars you cannot get in the United States.
Nope.
But he... Shut up!
Max?
I'm not Dad. Go talk to Dad.
I'm not Dad.
So, we used to smoke cigars in high school, and we figured, you know what? Okay, you know, it's about yay big, about yay round. And the rule at his mom's house was you could smoke anything in the house except for cigars.
Okay.
She used to call them shit sticks. So my buddy comes home on leave, and we all get a Cuban cigar.
You forgot Mom.
We did not forget Mom's rule. Please do not put words in my mouth. It's the middle of January. It's 30 below, literally. And we decide to go out in the backyard and have a Cuban cigar.
Oh, God.
We can smoke them in about 15, 20 minutes. We've done it before, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. Apparently, those things are rolled so fucking tight that after a half hour, we got like less than an eighth of a way through that thing. We were freezing. We weren't drunk anymore. So we put them out. So I can say I have smoked a Cuban. I didn't finish it, but I can actually say I smoked a Cuban. Now, a Cubano sandwich is fantastic. Navi, that needs to be turned down, sweetheart.
Navea, Catherine.
Navi?
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Thank you.
I love you.
I think she's going up to bed.
With the what switch or whatever? Yeah.
So anyway, have you ever had a Cuban named Raul?
No.
So anyway, Menendez and the two whitest sounding fucking names. Wait, is Menendez even a is it even a Mexican name?
It's a Cuban name.
Oh, they're Cuban?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've said Cuban in this last 30 seconds. But still,
the thing of it is...
Do you?
I can...
I understand.
Eric. A Cuban named Eric. And Lyle.
Yeah.
Like I said, the two whitest sounding names.
I'm a cracker as a guest.
Well, we know that. But still, You think of Cubans as having different like Cuban sounding last names and Cuban sounding first names.
Black sucks, aren't there?
I don't have anything.
We offered you something.
Yeah, and I said water.
Larson, you're failing.
No, you said, oh, I'm going to have a water here pretty soon.
Yeah, correction.
Uh-huh. Oh, you failed.
You lied.
The government hates competition.
Yeah, well, you just gave the competition there.
I mean, he's got a point.
Anyway.
I'm not trying to give you any.
So Eric and Lyle, the most white-sounding Cubans
ever.
Yes.
I mean, you might as well call one of them Wally, for Christ's sake. I know, right?
Wally.
Yeah, one Wally and the other Waldo. Menendez. It fits.
No.
Right. Wally Menendez. See, now that sounds Cuban.
Wally sounds like the robot from...
Okay, fine, sorry. Walter. Walter. Walter Menendez.
Is not fucking Cuban.
Neither is Eric or Lyle.
But
or
hold
Kyle.
On, it's just like the Black Panther. Chadwick. What was his last name?
Chumbawamba.
Chadwick. From Black Panther before he died. The guy who died. What was his first name is Chadwick. The guy is actually from like Africa. But it's Chadwick. Everyone's like, that is the whitest fucking black name I've ever heard. And he's like, yeah, it's true. Like, he was actually roasted about his name.
Well, people get roasted about shit all the time. I mean,
Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman, that's it.
It lives, kind of. And it's going to waddle to the bathroom.
He was born in South Carolina.
I thought it was in... Okay. My bad. I will take it.
Boy, way to play the race card. Oh, he's from Africa. So apparently South Carolina is Africa. I gotta look for good jokes.
I suck.
Yes, dear. Oh, so we had our second annual cultural diversity luncheon the other day.
Oh, get fucked on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2 years in a row, I had Mexican food.
And believe me, he paid for it.
And the next day, while I was at work, I lost 6 pounds of diversity. Because it caught up to me.
Jesus Christ.
I know, and I didn't have the ass blaster either. It was a sad day.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Oh, and I know what I'm going to do next year.
What?
I call it Columbus Day still, but you know, the new thing is Indigenous Peoples Day. Because, you know, we got to be PC about it. So next year for an Indigenous Peoples Day, mm-hmm. I'm going to celebrate by humanely scalping one of my neighbors.
What?
I'm going to scalp one of my neighbors in the nicest way possible. On Indigenous Peoples Day next year.
I'm afraid even now.
Wow, nobody got that.
No, I did! No. My brain is like, I'm beg your finest fucking pardon? Are you sure?
What? Yes, Lyle and Eric are two of the whitest sounding...
No, I was talking about the scalping thing.
It was a joke, sweetheart. You know, people used to tell them back in the day.
I know. Oh my God. Anyway.
Just like if...
Oh, geez.
I have another question for you.
Oh, no.
If two gay black men get married and have a child, who leaves?
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus Christ. Any fucking hell. So, the Menendez brothers actually are having their new hearing in November. So, what do you remember about that case? They're drunky McGunk.
I remember when it happened.
Volume down.
1989.
Hey.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
Were they stabbed and killed their mother and their father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on if it was one of the shows and I was probably drinking like a fish. So there's probably a slightly good chance that I probably don't remember it. But yet I remember and I was drunker than shit that night.
Yeah, explain that.
I can't. So anyway, in November, they're supposed to get a new trial.
Yes. Based on new evidence.
New evidence.
How many fucking years later?
A while.
I can't do math, so I wasn't
it. I know, I can't either. I'm a product of Illinois education.
I work with... Illinois education, please don't.
Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Fucking Christ.
Anyway.
So they killed his dad. I want to say, shit.
Don't think too hard. You're thinking too hard.
J-O-S-E. Name. Brain isn't going with it today.
Jose
Mendez. Thank you. Which is...
Not to be confused with Josu.
That was fucking me up right there. It was the Jose and Josue. It was really what was fucking going on in my head. And I'm like, no, that's not right. And my brain wanted to keep going with it.
See, no. They could have named them typical Cuban names. They had to say Lyle and Eric.
I know. My brain just didn't. And Kitty.
Kitty?
Yes.
Like pussy above your shoulder?
K-I-T-T-Y. Kitty. Kitty. My kitty's ignoring me. Okay.
Well, see, she wasn't Cuban, so I could understand Kitty as a white chick's name, but...
She was Mexican.
Oh, and all this time I was saying that Menendez sounded Mexican, and you're pushing me saying they're Cuban, now I found out the mom's Mexican.
I think the mom was Mexican. I'll double check that, because I thought she was. Don't ignore me.
Make up my fucking mind for me.
Anyway, yes. They were convicted of first-degree murder in 1996. I was born at this point. Scary as
Wait,
it sounds.
I said I remembered it, and you said, yeah, it happened in 1998, but they got considered... They got convicted...
1980.
Okay. You said 98.
Did I say 98? Sorry, yes. My bad. I didn't
and
mean
then
that.
You said they got convicted in 96, and I'm going, ooh. 19... So they went ahead in time, killed their parents, came back in time, and got convicted.
Oh, my God. It was 89.
I was a sophomore in high school.
And then got convicted in 96. They had that first trial in 94, but it was a deadlock jury, so they were able to be retried.
Okay.
And then they were actually received two consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. Now.
But wait, there's more.
Now, another alleged victim of their father, the Jose Mendez is coming forward, a former member of the Puerto Rican. Why? There's a lot of ethnicities in this one. Sorry.
Puerto Rican KKK?
Nah, shut up. Boy band Mendo. Mendo? Mendo?
Menudo?
Menudo. That's it. I can't speak. Don't ask.
Well, we knew this.
Mendez plus Menudo. Boys Betrayed documentary that came out on.
Hi, Grammy.
Hi.
Hi, Cooler Titties. What's up, Dave?
Which was shown on Peacock in 2023.
I might have to watch that.
I'm gonna have to because I never did.
What?
The documentary between Mendez and Menudo.
Menudo.
Mendo, whatever
that word.
That word, Boys Betrayed. The
Boys Betrayed.
Betrayed.
You said betrayed.
I'm gonna throw punch you.
I heard her.
Thank you, Roy Rosselló. Now I could say that name wrong because there's some
Rastafarian.
There's apostrophes over letters, and I'm just fucking done. Alleged that he was abused by Jose Mendez when he was 14.
Okay.
Now, the Mendez have been seemingly gone from the public enemies to victims. Because in the original trial, they used the fact that their dad sexually abused them along with mental abuse. But they threw out all of that on the first trial. Became a deadlock. Second, they didn't use it at all, and they convicted him. Okay? Now that's bringing it back because it should have been used as evidence, and now you have a new victim.
Okay, well, that's fine. That goes against mom, but why did they kill... Or why that goes against the dad, but why did they kill mom?
Good thing you asked that question.
Don't tell me she was watching.
Well, mom knew about all of it.
Okay, so mom wasn't enabling.
Mom gave up.
Oh, mom gave up. I really hope I'm not playing with something I shouldn't. Okay.
It was his keys.
Well, I didn't know if it was a bra strap or a jock strap or a...
Whatever it may be.
It would have been funny as hell if it was a jock strap.
I mean, you know, it could have been it could have been a biodegradable dildo holder strap on.
So, I'm going to sum up what that was going on about. The older one, which would be Lyle, actually wrote and told his cousin and his aunt, his family, what his dad was doing to him. So there's a letter in play now about the abuse. Family members are coming forward.
And they just now found this out after.
So the letter wasn't in play at the time.
Obviously.
But some of the relatives' testimony was in play. They tossed it. Why? Don't know.
So it almost sounds like they're...
It was a cover-up from what it sounds like.
Or a mistrial.
Bingo.
Which would make sense on why they're retrying it. Because it should have been declared a mistrial. Because of all the evidence. It sounded like if this evidence was thrown out. Or not admissible. It almost sounds like the judge had it out for them. Because ultimately it's the judge that makes the decision. If the evidence can be entered or not.
So you're playing on that field too. There's some information. Now, I don't know if that's credible because I've been hearing a lot of shit on this. But apparently, again, this is all hearsay things. That's not proved yet. But the judge did have some connections with money linking up to this case.
Money exchange hands.
Mm.
So there has been some controversy can't prove that yet. So.
So the judge's palms were greased. Which means it would be the prosecutor.
So the prosecutor at that point,
or the DA, I'm sorry,
no longer in office.
Sorry, the DA, it'd be the DA
at the time. Yes. Now there's a new DA, and he's going through this case. You want to know how it landed on his desk?
You know what? If the new DA has attention deficit order, he'd be the ADDA.
That's also true.
Just saying.
But you want to know how it came on his desk?
The hooker he was screwing earlier?
No. Facebook.
Facebook.
You know those signed petitions, the sign.orgs?
Yeah.
Things passed around? That's how he got it. To open up the case again.
So he put it out there on Facebook.
Nope, somebody else did. And it came on his, he saw it. He pulled the case. Realizing there's missing things throughout the whole time. The letter got thrown out. Why? I don't know. There's no information on why that got thrown out.
Okay, but if the letter got thrown out, then how are they going to physically get the letter? Or is it still in the evidence locker?
It's still in the evidence locker.
Okay, well, when you said throw out, I thought, like, physically in the... I understand. When you're dealing with court cases, the evidence gets thrown out, but it doesn't get thrown out.
Yeah.
But the way
you're thinking crumple it up, go back.
Right. It's round file.
Yes. So now all of these different situations are coming into play, plus the fact the therapist that was seeing Lyle at the time had an extramarital affair. The reason why I'm saying it this way is because the girlfriend called the cops because of they were fighting, came up with 3 videos of the Menendez brothers. Only one was able to be played in court originally about him admitting that he did the crime. He shot his parents. Okay? The other two, was him talking about the abuse. Those two got tossed.
It sounded like somebody had it out for the brothers.
The thing is, the father was worth multi-million dollars.
Money.
Money talks, bullshit walks.
Even in the judicial system.
So there was a lot of bad plays in this. And the DA...
Almost sounds like the OJ trial.
Potentially. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
That's true.
That's the only thing other. Anyhow.
That's the only thing you remember from that trial, huh?
And it was a white Bronco.
And the white glove. And the black glove.
The black glove. He's not Michael Jackson.
You don't remember Cato Kaland?
Nope.
The long hair hippie freak he had living in his garage?
Yeah. Was that his name? Oh.
Cato Kaelin.
I ain't good with that. I can't remember names very well.
You probably don't even remember Reginald Denny.
Who the fuck is that?
The white truck driver that got beaten and killed in the LA riots?
Nope.
I don't remember that.
But now this case is coming back up. New trial date is November. They're going to try and resentence them. At that point, based on the new evidence about the abuse, the sexual abuse and things like that, the DA has stated to the public, there is a strong possibility they may walk free. Because it is a cycle of abuse. And
so at that point, it would become self-defense.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because the abuse didn't stop until they ended it. And they did reach out. They did what they needed to do. No one helped them before it happened. So, A, that's a failure on everybody's part. Even his own damn family.
Yeah, that...
Damn family, my bad.
That's what gets me.
But... I can't say all of them. Now, the aunt that knew about it with the brothers went to mom. Mom just drowned herself in alcohol. That's why they overkilled the mother. They overstabbed her because they felt like they can't even go to their mom. And you can't blame them.
No, I cannot. So it sounds like it's...
They may not know what to do at this point.
Well, to me, it sounds like it's a case of self-defense. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want to say slash temporary insanity.
With abuse, though?
Yeah, that's true. I've never
there been... There is kind of a temporary insanity.
I don't know. Luckily, I've never been in that situation. Nor have I ever created that situation for anybody, at least that I'm aware of. So I would not know how I would react in that growing up in that environment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know.
Can you get off
know.
My shoes before you bust your face?
Yeah, actually, get up one of his favorite members.
This
kid that jumped
off
the back of the couch
into the
floor.
Please don't get hurt and step on a dog.
Too late. Come here, Fang. Fang, come here, buddy. You're mellow now.
The old man right here.
Poor Max.
Yeah, and she doesn't even seem to be fazed by it.
No, she never is.
She don't care.
She gets that. So, with the Mendez brothers, there's going to be a lot of information going to be poured out. We don't know what's all going to be missing.
Very good point, Jamie. Very good point.
What was the question? This is also true. We don't go killing around our family, but yeah, there's a lot going on this.
Oh. No, go ahead.
Okay. Which is kind of... Also, which I didn't really know about this until I just read it now, the doctor slash the psychiatrist that was a key witness for the defense for the defense attorney, Dr. Vaccari. Pretty much.
Give it a French accent.
No, he's Italian.
Later received
he's a WAP, I'll bet you.
He later received probation on his medical license for admitting to altering the notes from those meetings.
God, that whole thing smells of fucking government conspiracy cover-up.
Yep. So it may be worse.
So, okay. Now here's what I'm thinking. Okay. If the two brothers get released.
See?
I have no problem with that. There's, you know, new light has been shed on that. If it's self-defense, No problem. Mm-hmm. At that point, they should turn around and sue the fucking legal system for undue pain and suffering and technically false fucking imprisonment.
I can see this being very.
But I couldn't see the really not so much the false imprisonment.
Because they admitted to doing it. So they never took that back.
Right.
However, abuse victims.
Or at least kidnapping. Might not get them on false
time. The three.
No, they should go after the judicial system.
Oh, that way. I was like, what the fuck? Never mind.
Fuck that. They can come after us. We should be able to go after them.
I 100% agree. And Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
Yes, of course she's got to have a fucking say in it. Because she is actually.
Does anybody really fucking care?
I fucking.
Somewhere out there, probably.
Kim Kardashian is the prison reform advocate, which called for their release. Of course Kim Kardashian's involved, because she's been doing the prison reform program.
Oh, see,
program.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
She's still a nobody to me.
I mean, for this situation, yeah, she's right. She's right to do what she did. However, I don't like...
But at the same point, she's a fucking celebrity. Do their opinions really matter? I can live without celebrities. I can live without celebrities. I can live without fucking athletes. I can live without actors. But you need your doctors, your firemen, your police.
They don't get paid enough to deal with the bullshit.
Oh, I understand that, but it just seems that we as society has shifted more towards being influenced by the people that don't matter. Celebrities, sports,
politicians.
Politicians.
They all lie.
They all lie. Right wing, left
Actors
wing.
Actors are paid to lie.
Right wing, left wing, same bird.
They all lie.
But, you know, your teachers, your police, your firemen, your...
But yet, the reason why we don't have enough of them assholes...
Because they don't pay enough.
Is they don't pay enough. They can't do what they should do because they get belittled by Karens every damn day. Customer service don't even get paid that much. We should.
We were watching a show before we came over here.
Is that why you were late?
No, we had to go get the pizza. But
I liked my answer better.
We were watching a show, and the 14-year-old daughter of the mom works a lot. Mom's a spook, basically. She works for the government.
Okay.
Spec ops type shit, CIA.
Okay.
You know, she exists, but she doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah. So she come home and found her daughter on the couch with a boy. Now, mind you, her daughter's 14. And they're into some pretty heavy petting and shit when mom comes in.
Petting?
They're basically fucking on the couch. They were getting real close.
Petting! I'm sorry! The word
home run.
Yeah.
The word petting is fucking me up. I'm sorry. Go on and continue.
So mom goes absolute beast mode, kicks the kid out, literally uses his phone to call his mom. His mom answers the phone. She's like, "Hi, this is so-and-so's mom." And you hear the other mom say, "Okay, does he need to come? You know, do I need to come and get him up, pick him up?" And she's like, "Yeah, you might want to, because I just found them half naked in the living room." Basically, and you hear the mom go, "Oh, okay, I'm on my way." So anyway, 14-year-old daughter starts going up the stairs. Mom is standing in the vestibule type thing, and they start having an argument because, you know, rightfully so, mom blows shit because she's 14. She shouldn't have the, you know. And the girl looks at her mom and says something along the lines of, "You didn't ask me if I wanted to be born. You pulled me out. I was brought into this world. I am in charge of my own life. You didn't." And I'm thinking to myself, that's it. If I would have said that to my parents,
I would have woke up about right now.
Yeah. If I would have said that to my parents at 14, I'd just be waking up from that coma right about now.
If you even woke up.
Yeah.
I was going to say if you woke up, because that is sure. If I said something like that.
Oh, God.
Damn, well, I'm fucked.
And unfortunately.
I'd be lucky to see next Tuesday.
Unfortunately, that's the way the kids are getting raised nowadays.
Hell no. What? Go lay down.
Max, go lay down.
Good. Yeah. I would be dead.
I would too.
I don't think I could do that.
And if I was a mom, I would have looked and said, "Well, I really didn't want you either. I should have swallowed, so now you can pay rent."
Hey, oh my God. I would have got my ass whooped.
You'd say that to his mom now.
Huh?
You'd tell that to mom now anyway.
I know.
And
I got my mom a shirt year before for Mother's Day. It said, "Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Thanks for not swallowing."
Yeah, I've seen that one. And in those situations, we fucked up as a society, first off. Because my kids ever say that, they're lucky they even fucking walk. I've gotten into it with my children already. Yeah, my son is...
they're both taller than you.
Jasmine's not taller than me.
Huh?
Jasmine's not taller than me.
Not yet.
She will be.
She will be.
That's not the point.
The whole world's taller than you, dear.
Me and Derek have gotten into it. Because of his mouth. No, it's his mouth. But.
I wonder where he gets that from.
Me and him have gotten in. Shut your mouth. Have gotten into
See?
It. Me and Jasmine have. Like, me and Derek yelled. But. Jasmine, I've pushed her. She didn't think I was going to.
Everyone is taller than her.
But her dad's whooped her ass. So she realizes ain't none of us playing with her. That one got her butt spanked. So I am not opposed to having these kids getting their ass whooped.
And you probably like to be spanked.
Paul, do I like to be spanked?
Yeah.
Rude.
You're the one that asked the damn question.
Doesn't mean he respond.
The one time he's actually paying attention.
I know. What the fuck? I'm getting the short end of this stick. Why don't you start?
You're terrifying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I. Why, hello!
But that is my update for the Mendez brothers before we go anywhere.
Honey, you want to give me a drink? I'm a little busy right now.
You called him up there.
I did not.
He did not. Hand him this.
I said, "Hi, Fang." Honey, you.
I don't want to get up right now, dear. My knee is hurt. Yes, Daddy.
Well, Jamie, you need to talk to your husband about that. How did I know it was Jamie? Okay.
I don't know.
But your paws in my nuts. You need to move.
That's not my dog. That's her dog.
I might need those later.
He don't give a fuck because he does that shit to me. But I
noticed. Fang. Buddy, this ain't gonna fucking work. No. Come on. Come on. Jesus
Christ. He'll go right back to it.
There, put your paw out.
No.
Here, give me the other paw. Come here. There. Better?
Are you?
Better.
No, do you see the adjustments start to come? Yep.
There you go.
Lay against the belly. Get a little move the butt.
He's got to get him comfortable enough to trust him, and now he's going to go, whoop!
There we go. Anyway.
You should already have the handprints. Thank you.
Already have the handprints. Oh, I think I know. Never mind. Okay.
How can you be comfortable?
Cover the handprints.
Shut up, Paul.
That'd be the only thing I would think of.
Let me give you some handprints.
What?
He's a dog. He doesn't care as long as he's
comfortable. Oh my God! Stop sending. Okay. Don't ever have your work email on your phone. Just don't do it.
All right, Fang. We got to come to some kind of.
Problems, sweetheart?
Yeah, he keeps putting his elbow down to my crotch.
He's got bony shoulders.
There, is that better?
Nope.
Well, as long as the pressure's not on his right leg and it's in my crotch.
I don't know how I feel about any of this right now. Any fucking hell.
You know I don't drink soda.
Well, I really
want to
get up with.
All right. Aspiring pastor's wife had 123 knife wounds when he claimed to woke up to find her dead on the floor.
My left leg is going numb.
You don't need it. If you fart and give him pink, I would fucking die. Anyway.
I don't have no gas.
We're going to North Carolina.
All right, Fang. Seriously, bro. My foot's starting to fall asleep.
Just push him
up. Angle your foot down. Let him roll off.
Oh. No, no. God damn it.
I can't believe you're losing a battle to a.
You do
every day, but that's not the point.
He's just
me.
So cute, though. I mean, that's the.
It's the pity in him.
Already looked at it, already commented, and already removed it from the conversation, Jamie.
What conversation are we talking about?
All right, no, buddy.
All right, don't.
I don't
know.
Mind. Oh, thank you. Ah. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
Poor Fang.
All right,
go see bit. Janelle.
An autopsy report released by the coroner on Tuesday says that Lauren Hagelmeyer Phillips. Yep.
Say that three times fast.
No, I'm good.
Suffered
extensive slash and stab wounds. Okay, this article that I'm reading was published in October 17th of 2017. A few years ago.
Yeah.
So
quite a few. Were you even alive in 2017?
How old do you think I am?
You're 28.
2017 is not that long ago. I accept that. That's all I can do.
I
accept
that.
I can't
wait till you get your gray.
Oh, that's coming.
I know who your husband is.
I say you know what my job is.
That too. I'm number one in his book.
He's got gray hair.
No, he has some.
Not anymore in my beard, I don't.
He's got a few patches in his head.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see him. Yeah, that hurts the light.
That's my work stuff over there. Be nice.
Oh wait, hold on.
Oh, my book bag is over there. Damn it.
You'd have lost.
Paul, we don't want to escalate it, buddy. We don't want to escalate it.
Children.
Yes, so, mommy.
A North Carolina woman had been slashed and stabbed 123 times.
Probably because she didn't make a good enough sandwich.
When her newlywed...
Right. No, I got a better comeback. If you men did it right, we wouldn't be able to walk to make you a sandwich.
Jen, who told me this morning that they had a hard time walking?
Exactly, you did it right.
But I didn't ask you to make me a sandwich, but I am asking you to get me a glass of water.
I don't think you're getting out of this one, Janelle.
You know, I buy her chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, dear God. Here it goes.
At 15 bucks a fucking box.
I didn't want to get up.
And for 15 bucks a box for like four, because let's get real, it's a fundraiser. There's like four of them in that thing.
I know. Jamie, I sent you the link too, asshole.
Careful, it's going to cost you like $30 to get six pieces of candy.
What?
It's on her phone.
Oh. Oh, she says, have Paul get it. Get your water.
He's flying.
I haven't found anything worth it. Buy me candy. I ate your damn chocolate chip cookies. I'm working on the chocolate now, damn it.
You still have your chocolate left?
I had a lot more chocolate than you guys did.
The only thing I got left is that penis sucker.
Which one?
The chocolate one that she gave me.
The white chocolate one.
Ho! Ho! You can keep that.
I ate the caramel stuffed milk chocolate one.
The white chocolate is...
I like white chocolate.
That's too much. It's going to sound weird coming out of my mouth the more and more I say it, but that is way too sweet for me.
Oh, so you like dark chocolate.
I like milk chocolate.
Paul, you're the wrong color.
I know.
You gotta be milk chocolate. You can't be white chocolate.
Oh, she likes the white.
But I can get you.
I know it's gonna cost a lot. Paul, if you can make me more cookies then.
Paul, I can get you some hair gel that'll make your soul glow and you can be soul chocolate.
I mean, I'm not going to argue. I always like bringing Jamie to saying she'll make me more cookies and chocolate and stuff and mail it up and I'm fine.
I want more cookies from Jamie.
Honey, you want anything that's good cookies.
I want more caramel.
Jamie just sent us stars.
Yay! So thank you, Jamie.
She will pay shipping.
I love you. Well, we love you.
To give me cookies? To bring cookies?
I want cookies.
Are you going to make cookies?
She will pay you shipping to.
Shipping to what?
What barbecue sauce was phenomenal. Although we need more of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, now we're gonna have an order going, Jamie. Way to go. And shipping for what?
Jars.
For what?
Bigger jars of the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I've got like a quarter of that.
Did you get the
jar.
Smaller one?
Yeah, I got a.
Oh, I got the bigger jar. Because I asked for it because I'm like, I don't know if they'll like that.
I think you shipped up the big jar of barbecue with me. Oshkosh.
Yeah, ours is the small.
You took it. Someone put it in your bag then. I didn't.
Whatever.
Better start sending it. I'll give you an order ready. God damn it. The chocolate caramels work just as well.
No, just the caramel. Shipping.
Oh, wait. She wants me to pay shipping?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to have to do halfsies, you're helping too, bitch.
I don't know. Her phone is going wonky.
I just spent $30 on your fucking kid.
My friend.
Honey, did you, or Crystal, did you do the Brunswick stew?
He did.
I didn't try it yet, but I will say that buttered chicken is really fucking good.
Buttered chicken?
Canned buttered chicken. It was,
put some of that. You put it on fucking rice? Oh, bro. Whew.
Do you have
that whole fucking can?
I pay for everything else. Like, ingredients and jars. Lord. Oh, I see what you did there.
Wait. Okay. Do you have the recipe for this? Or
I can do that. That I can do.
Jamie made it.
Yeah, Jamie made it. Sorry. I gave him buttered chicken because I'm like, all right, he's bitching about not having
I
enough
want
food.
Buttered chicken.
I just offered to pay fucking shipping.
Right now, thank you.
Because she's got to pay the ingredients and jars. Jars aren't cheap either.
Jamie, could you...
Hey, we can send you some jars.
Jamie, could you please send me the recipe for buttered chicken?
So we find chicken that ain't tainted with listeria. Yeah.
I'll talk to my daughter. She'll kill that shit. She'll make it reproduce and then kill it.
That sounds about right. Anyway. Slashed and stabbed 123 times when the newlywed husband claimed he awoke last month. So this would be November of October. Oh shit. August of September of 2017. Fuck you guys. After taking too much cold medicine the night before. Saying too much NyQuil.
I was just going to say, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coffee head fever so you could pass out and get fucked medicine.
AKA, what it used to be called when you would mix cold medicine and Sprite. What is that? Don't do it, people! What is it?
Robotrek?
No, it's...
Instant KO, motherfucker.
No, there's actually a drink that makes the mix of cold NyQuil... and Sprite, and it's supposed to give you the feeling of being drunk without being drunk. Never recommend doing it. Someone will know it, someone will comment it, and be like, this is what it's called.
Don't do it.
I don't see him.
I know.
I don't know where that is. That'll be something I'm going to take off the air anyway about it.
Yeah.
Because I have
Robitussin and Sprite.
Dirty Sprite testing.
You looked it up?
Yeah. Yep. Cause it's got the codeine, the yeah. Cause it's not recommended to take, but people do it. Uh-huh. AKA, do you remember the drug called Lean or purple drink.
The purple drink.
People.
Oh, you've talked about it.
Yeah. Basically, it's called Lean or the purple drink.
Yeah,
which, FYI, they still do it in the halfway houses.
It's an illicit drug that contains codeine, cough syrup, and carbonated beverage.
And a hard candy. Easiest things to get your...
Codeine comes from the poppy seed plant.
Oh, so it gives you high.
For a certain UA, oh boy, poppy seeds like...
Not that. Yours!
Go to Daddy. Go to Daddy, please. Daddy, she wants to read a book.
Don't you know she wants to be on your lap.
And she's also thirsty because she's trying to go for this and she can't have it.
She might sleep.
She can't have this.
It started in Houston, Texas, when musicians who initially mixed...
Daddy's gonna get you something to drink, okay?
...and cough syrup in the 80s.
Ugh.
They met in the 80s, many users began to mix other ingredients with the cough syrup, making it more appetizing and less medicine-tasting.
I mean, to be fair, that's about right.
That's fair.
NyQuil tastes like ass.
Don't know, I don't eat ass.
Yeah, I would not.
I've never had ass. Crystal, what are you trying to tell us without telling us?
Have you ever had someone fart so bad you could taste it?
No.
That's what I feel like ass would taste like.
Oh. Within 1 to 2 hours and lasts up to 6 hours.
It gets you high without the drunk without being drunk. But it fucks up your pee test, guys.
You lean or prop up of something. You become one with whatever you're on. causes dizziness, slow breathing, slowed heart rate, impaired vision, memory loss, and seizures. Also, a user may experience constipation, dental decay, urinary tract infections, and weight gain.
So everything that's fun.
No, you're not putting it up there.
Yeah. An overdose can lead to fatality.
Yeah, it can kill you. Because it's drugs.
I don't think so.
Oh, and the robo tripping is the next level to lead.
Get off of the dog.
That's why you gotta be 18 to buy cough syrup.
Because guess what, guys? Y'all fucked us up on that one, too.
Yeah, because we know somewhere, some way, somehow, some kid is sitting there with a box of cough drops and a hammer, banging them up so he can snort them up his nose.
So, robo-tripping, you got the hard
candy. Tide Pods. Need I say more?
You got the hard candy.
Oh, yeah. I can do you one better. Condom snorting.
Which is powerful as ketamine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, condom snorting.
The hallucinations that can occur.
But I mean, at least
it has an out of body experience.
Yeah, it's like an PCP feeling.
I mean, you know, if they're snorting condoms, I hope they'd at least use the lubed one, so it slides
it
easier.
It kills you if it doesn't do it right. Like, you have about a 40% chance of dying from snorting a condom. You know what? Take the
and those people that do that are the ones that should have been swallowed as a kid.
Take warning labels off of shit. Watch what happens.
Yeah, I know. About 6 months.
Next comet passes overhead tonight.
What?
Next comet to pass overhead won't be seen for another 80,000 years.
What? Is there supposed to be one
tonight? Yeah, that's what she just said.
Oh.
I feel like that's getting ignored.
10 to 2 o'clock.
Oh, 2 a.m.?
Between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Sorry. I'd rather die than watch a comet pass at this point.
I've seen that movie. Night of the Comet.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were going to say Silver Bullet.
That's a good one. One of Stephen King's finest.
Anyway.
I actually like Langoliers. That's a good one.
Needful Thing, or Thinner. Thinner was a fucking awesome one.
Thinner's a good one, too.
To
and
find
then Christine and Firestarter.
So he says he
takes... Cujo.
There was nothing wrong with...
Pet Sematary.
Thing wasn't bad either.
The second one wasn't.
Or Dreamcatcher.
People Under the Stairs kind of.
That one, yeah.
You're talking
anyway, after taking too much cold medicine the night before to find her dead body, according to the autopsy report released on Tuesday morning, Matthew James Phillip, a 27-year-old aspiring pastor. Called authorities early September 1st. What I do?
You have to make sure Kelly does not take his meds that night until later.
You have to make Kelly the drink I made for you. Oh. I'll get the ingredients for it, yeah. Won't be this week, it'll be next week. And I'll make sure Kelly doesn't drink.
Can't go next week. We won't be here next week, Friday.
Not next week, the week after.
Okay. You just said next week.
I said it can't be next week.
Oh, okay.
I don't get paid next week.
Noted.
Are you paid the week after?
So you should have gotten paid.
What is
it? I would have gotten paid today.
Jamie, exactly.
But everything, you know, bills.
Like, oh, yeah, no shit.
I'm all on board for it. But I got to have it much weaker.
Apple cider and caramel vodka.
Caramel what?
Vodka.
Vlada.
It's really not that bad. I'll just add a little bit less to yours.
I'm not a big vodka. Yeah.
All right. So the aspiring pastor called authorities early September 1st to discover the body of his, to report the discovery of his wife's body in their two-bedroom townhouse in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, I've been there.
No, you haven't.
Wouldn't suggest going.
Yeah, I heard there's not much there.
It's the capital of North Carolina.
Then you're the wrong color.
I mean, in North Carolina, we were the wrong color.
Yeah.
You know how many times we got
stopped? And you guys aren't related.
Probably true. You know how many times we got stopped to see if we were actually shoplifting?
Oh, any time we went into fucking Walmart.
All the time.
Fucking hell.
All the time.
That stopped because you were...
They thought we were shoplifting.
They thought we were shoplifting.
All the time, my guy. It was that terrible.
Was. Yeah.
That was also.
I could see with her maybe picking something up you didn't see.
No. It was all the time. All the fucking time. Also, well, Paul calling out.
I'd go by myself and I'd get stopped.
They're getting more paranoid about that shit.
But this was in North Carolina. In London.
Oh, it's North Carolina. Yeah. For you.
Yeah.
Here we're fine. Walk in and out is no big deal.
Greensboro.
Yeah. And that's also not including the fact that that one gentleman of the other color looked back and was staring at me because I had a lower cut shirt.
Your bikini strap fucking shirt. And I grabbed your tits going, mine.
And he got slapped.
He got slapped the shit out of.
By his woman.
We got 400 more
shots. Hey!
Yay!
And good night.
Good night.
Have fun having sex. Must be round two.
Round two. Fight!
Round two. Fight.
Finish her.
Sucks if you can't.
When the old neighbor was there, I guess.
Sucks if you can't. Anyway. But... It was the pink
mist.
No, that pink shirt that I always have on. That
oh,
very small straw spaghetti strap shirt that I wear. Yeah, it was that exact shirt. Like here's man. I'm like, what the fuck? Look up, dude gets slapped by his woman, and I'm like, well, he just got fucked up. We walked away. I wasn't getting involved. But it was fun. To me, anyway. Anyway. So Matthew Phillips, 27, said he had a dream, and then I turned on the lights, and she was dead on the floor.
I have a dream.
The dispatcher, he told the dispatcher in the 911 call obtained by People, I have blood all over me, and there's a bloody knife on the bed, and I think I did it.
You did it?
I took more medicine than I should have, he continued, growing progressively distraught. I took... Oh, God. Corkin... I don't know this.
Cover the mouth.
Cold and cough, because I know it's supposed to make you feel good. A lot of the times I can't sleep at night, so I took some.
They made Z-Quil for that, people.
Not back in 17.
I know.
Didn't Tylenol PM come out in 17?
I don't remember.
What?
Tylenol PM.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
When?
17, 2017.
2017?
Yeah.
No, 19.
Did it come out in 19? I don't know. It might have. Fuck if I know.
He just repeated back to you, 2017. I said, no, 19.
Oh.
17. Oh, I
was
fucking
over. PM was launched in mid
91. Oh, it's been there for a while. What the fuck? All right. My bad. He added, oh my God, she didn't deserve this. He was soon arrested and charged with first degree murder. The subsequent autopsy report shows that Lauren Hagelmeyer Phillips, 29, was found in the fetal position on the bedroom floor in the home she shared with Matthew, her husband for less than a year. She was covered in blood. Well, yeah, I would hope so. The report...
Stabbed 100 and some odd times, yeah.
The report enumerates the excessive injuries Lauren sustained. Police previously said that preliminary findings have established that the crime was not a random act. Mm-hmm. And I do have pictures of what she looked, him and she look like.
She looks kind of like a buck-toothed nerdy librarian. But I'll bet you she's a freak in the sheets. Or she was a freak in the sheets.
I don't know what to tell you. According to the coroner, Lorner.
Have fun storming the castle.
Lauren had 24 stab wounds, 20 cuts to her neck, and had 13 stab wounds and 11 cuts to her torso. She had several defensive wounds as well. There were 35 cuts and 3 stab wounds to her left arm, 16 cuts and 1 stab wound to her right. Search warrants turned up an empty box of Corrigan. Sorry.
What is it?
Corrigan.
I'm on that cortisone.
Cortisone HBP cold and cough.
Yep, for high blood pressure.
Yep. At the couple's home.
Doesn't make me feel funky.
Well, this is a man who can get a severe inner ear infection and not feel it.
She doesn't either.
I'm jealous. Where's the cat? Both of you.
Where's the cat?
Anyway, go help Dada. Search. So they found the empty box of that. Other items taken from the residence included the knife block, bed sheets, receipts, credit cards, and computers.
Hey, at least you could get his credit
card.
And a receipt.
Yes. Matthew had pled not guilty. Under state law, he faces the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. It remains... Jesus Christ. It remains unclear how much cortisone,
yeah,
if any, might have been in his body at the time of the alleged murder. Lauren, or whether he was using it as a self-proclaimed overdose as a defense. You're crazy. At his first court appearance, Matthew's defense attorney, Joseph Cheshire, urged the public not to rush to conclusions. It's a very tragic situation. Sad and tragic. Okay, why did you do... Alright, whatever. At the same time, we have to ask everybody to withhold judgment in this particular case until we know more and we are able to develop more, he said. There's a lot to the story, I believe, to be told in the future. I know it's difficult for people to understand, but he, aka Matthew, is going through a terrible trauma, Cheshire continued. Like your name, though, not gonna lie. And you know that there are all kinds of stages to these things. He's at the beginning of those stages. So where there's a lot of trauma to go around in all of this, in all of these cases, always. I feel you're definitely good with your wording there, sir. Neither the process...
It's just a crystal thing.
No, it's just the wording, how he's doing it. The attorney. It's called word games. It's fun. Neither prosecutors or defense attorneys immediately returned people's call on Tuesday, but a spokesman for Bayer, the drug manufacturer that produces the drug, has said there is no evidence to suggest the drug is associated with violent behavior.
I take it when I need it, but it's never given, never given me violent behavior or anything of the sort.
And it's not even a, according to the Fortison High Blood Pressure website, it has nothing about adverse effects of that nature being on there for adverse reactions or any side effects.
Well, now I'm sure if you swallowed the whole box at once.
Yeah, which would contain Tylenol, which is a acetaminophen, which can kill your liver.
There you go.
Yeah, good point.
Cause instant death. Please don't whack anybody with that. So,
give it here.
No, what you need to do, Paul, is get a second one and put one on both of her arms. One on each arm.
So everybody knows the case has been completed. He did change his plea from not guilty to guilty. And he did state he did feel like a monster.
Good.
He is now currently sentenced to life in prison without parole.
You need to ask daddy.
Ask dada.
What are you trying to... Don't you even start.
He did state Lauren was beautiful inside and out. The actions of... Oh, she was beautiful inside and out. He gained notoriety for the cough medicine defense. Clearly, that, like, how well that worked for your buddy. They said his family, or the sister, to be more precise, he was playing a game, a very deadly game. He was luring us in, taking advantage of our kindness and generosity, said her sister Beth. Anger. I don't know. I'm not doing that. How could you do this to us when we treated him like a son? Said the father, Dale Hagelmeyer. When Phillips asked Dale Hagelmeyer if he could marry his daughter, the father recalled Friday, he made Phillips promise he would protect her. Clearly he did not. It does give me satisfaction knowing your life is going to be hard every day. A living hell, Dale Hagelmeyer said during Phillips' hearing.
There you go.
So they all did hear the 911 call. Here's the thing. Wake County Assistant District Attorney Kristen Fetter suggested that money was the root of the couple's problem.
It, you know, 90% of the time, it's about money.
Oh, yeah, but let me tell you why. The couple's checking account was drained. Fetter said the investigators said they found $1,200 worth of iTunes and Xbox subscriptions, which I could see that because Xbox is pretty expensive. But in 2017, they didn't have the price hike that we do now, just so everybody's aware. The money was used to fund Philip's video game addiction. Not looking at Paul playing a video game.
Or the choice of water.
He's got one ear open.
I know he does, but he knows I'm talking shit. Philip's had been married
for you tonight.
Yeah, I can guarantee that.
That's right. You got your hand in your closet.
Yep. Phillips had been married less than a year when she was killed. She was an auditor for Quintiles, which runs a drug trial for pharmaceutical companies.
You know, I used to hear about that shit. When I first moved up here, I used to hear about that shit up in Madison.
The drug trials?
On the radio. Yeah, they're looking for people to try this, and you know, you'll get this amount of money.
Go by daddy.
I thought about it, but then it's like, yeah, no. I don't need money that bad. I don't need to grow a third nut or something.
They still do them.
I guess I just don't listen to the radio anymore, so I don't hear the.
every once in a while, I'll hear it in the truck when I'm going to go get Navi, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
Now, there's that one that I think NASA had it to lay in bed for like 48 days straight.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
I'd be like, how do you pee? I can't do that.
Well, I'm sure you can get up and piss.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
They just give you a diaper.
They're getting us ready for our, when we, you know, you think about it. We come into this world wearing a diaper.
No, we come in this world naked.
But for the first couple of years of our life, we wear a diaper.
You're going to watch me. I'm going to go out of this world. And then the last
couple years of our life, we wear a diaper.
I will be that old lady that is butt-ass naked running up and down.
You already are!
I love being butt-ass naked. Don't judge me.
I know. I can walk around naked. Honey, I'm walking around naked tonight when we get home. I know. That's why I'm going to do it again tonight. Let the boys free.
Oh, boy.
As long as I don't step in them, I'll be okay.
As long as you don't step in a shithead and she comes up with the murder mittens, you're good.
I'm fucking dying if she did. If it does happen and that cat goes, hi-ya, I'm a fucking die laughing. Please let me know.
Oh, sure.
Let me know. I won't help you, but I'm laughing. But Fetter, which is the DA, found an Instagram account under Marty Radical, which is the Matthew Phillips Instagram account, which he posted images of death. Where, for example, he posted scenes. Good job. Posted scenes from American Psycho, which obviously everyone knows it's an investment bank that kills people. So don't worry about that. Matthew did state, I feel like a monster, part of the wretched part of the darkness we don't speak of. Not exactly sure what you mean there, but I get what you're saying. This is a senseless, mindless act, and I regret every step that led me to that direction.
There you go. He just fucking confessed it. Right there.
But he also did change his plea from not guilty to guilty. He admitted to it. He changed it later on.
Mm-hmm.
But he took the guilty plea because of the plea deal. He was they were promised they wouldn't seek the death penalty.
Oh.
So his defense attorney used the excuse he suffered from depression for years, growing in a household where he was only shown slasher movies at the age of 4, later taught by high school friends how to abuse drugs, including drinking cold medicine. So lean. Okay, guys? But Cheshire said that history doesn't excuse his actions. This unending tragedy that has broken everyone's hearts who touched it. So yes, he is serving life in prison. Sucks to suck. You deserved it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But
reports of possible shots fired at Mercy Hospital.
Mercy here?
In Janesville.
Which is under construction because the boy part of
Mercy Hospital, Mineral Point, main campus.
Looks like it's shut down. They got little mobile things around.
Yeah.
For people to go through right now because they're expanding and putting an actual emergency room in.
Ah, okay. Officer in the area saw fireworks.
Oh, that's bogey.
Well.
I don't know. What was it yesterday that two people were fighting outside of Mercy?
Yeah.
It was a. They went out for a disturbing call because it was a road rage incident.
Well, I know there was a fight down here at the high school in the parking lot the other night at the homecoming game.
Y'all, guys, come on! It's not that. It's not worth it, my guy.
I know, shocker, right?
I wasn't too surprised.
To the peak. What did it think? It goes like this. That's what it's called. But I'm not going in there.
Wow.
I don't use it. Don't care.
It's this way. This.
That's what I did.
Not this.
Oh, did I do this?
I went. This.
My bad. It's supposed to be this. Yo, yo.
This. I can't really do it with my left hand all that well because. That bone is
red.
So far.
You are red.
Wait, Mom.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, come here. Come here. Jesus Christ. But that is all I have for today. What about you guys?
No, we're good. I got a shit brewing from that pizza, so I will be nice and save your plumbing.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Oh, we were out of water for a while today.
Yeah, it was
they're doing our road, they're redoing the sewer, and apparently they hit the water line. So we had no water for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
You didn't need that.
No. So no show next Friday, folks. Drink Bitch and I are going to go see the Harp Twins out in Stoughton. That's their Halloween concert. Their Halloween concert.
Contest?
Concert, contest, con something. Cuntastic. Whatever you want to say. So. Yeah.
That sounds fair.
So we will be back 2 weeks. Yeah, that's all I've really.
We find out if Crystal actually goes back to work.
Well, aren't you working now?
Driving back and forth.
To the firm.
Ah.
At least for a month, probably.
Oh, you have to go actually into the firm for a month?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
For a month.
Definitely.
Okay. No. Not doing the from home thing anymore, huh?
I miss interaction with people, but they have to fix my desk, so. So I'm still at home until they fix it.
Do you need it broke again?
It's not hard for that to be broke. Because we'll see how long that lasts. Because it's neon LED lighting.
Ooh.
With reflective desks. So, you tell me how bad that is for someone who has migraines.
Oh.
I almost threw up on one. I will do it again.
Hey, at least if it's a high-polished mirrored finish on the desk, at least it'll hit.
Oh, it is. And guess what? It's one of those moving desks. So, yeah, I can press the button and go, and make sure it gets everywhere. Fuck with me.
You mean they don't have foot pedals for you because you're so short?
It's little buttons right next to the thing.
You can reach up that high?
Don't make us get the sleeping thing awake and step on your nut again.
Alright, so we're out of here. Hang it up. Oh.
He's brewing it out
right here. I is. I gotta find the outro music. Oh. Oh, I smell taco pizza. I know what it was. It was that piece of cheese pizza that I had that put me over the edge grease-wise.
Don't blame the cheese pizza.
Yeah, cheese pizza's like the bomb. The Milo.
Yes, dear.
Good boy.
Have a great night, everybody. We will see you in 2 weeks. I don't know. Between you and I hope they kind of do get out.
I kind of hope they do because I feel
Hey, you don't need to scream.
Stay safe out there, people. Until next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
Yeah, I'm hoping. But, I mean, I get it.